The scripture reading is from Luke 19:45-47.
And he went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold therein and them that brought, saying unto them, It is written, My house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And he taught daily in the temple, but the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him. Let's pray. Jesus, dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for another beautiful day, Lord. I thank you for the opportunity to be in your house, Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray that you just use me tonight and just speak through me, Lord, because my words have no worth. I just pray that, I know you know the needs of the congregation tonight, Lord, and I just pray that if there'd be one person out there tonight that just needs you, Lord, or needs something in their life, or they're just searching for something, Lord, I just pray that you just come into, and I just pray that you just lead them the right way. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to look at verses 47. This is weird how God gave this to me. I noticed this when I was studying today. And it says in verse 47, And he taught daily in the temple, but the chief priests sought out to destroy him. Is there anyone that comes to your mind that tries to destroy you today? There's one person that comes to my mind. The devil, amen? He comes to my mind. He tries to destroy me. Jesus here is clearing out the temple because these people are in here selling animals for sacrifice and like ripping people off and stuff. And Jesus, he's saying, he cast them out. He's protecting his temple. And then he's being serious. He's not saying, oh, it's written that my house is a house of prayer. He's saying it with authority. He's saying, it is written my house is a house of prayer. Amen. So our temple is our salvation. Our temple is our walk with Jesus. Our temple is our relationship with Jesus. Amen. And the devil is trying to destroy our relationship with Jesus. You'd agree with that? Yeah. Amen. He is every single day. And if he's not, there's a problem. You know why? Because I heard a testimony, a guy, he was talking about, he said, when I was out running the streets, he said, you know, my life was great. He said, but when I came to the altar and I gave everything to Jesus, stuff seemed different. It seemed like I had problems in my life. And you know why that is? Because the devil was working on him then. When he was running the streets, the devil had him. And he didn't have to work on him. The devil works on us through our eyes. What we see, he tries to lure us in with our sight. It's like those, remember when Taco Bell had those steak nachos? I remember the commercial and I was like, man, those look so good. And I bought into it. I bought into it. And the devil, he does the same exact thing. He makes things look good so we buy into them. Amen. Eve saw the forbidden fruit. David saw Bathsheba. Amen. Achan saw the forbidden soils. I mean, and there's things in life. I mean, like movies. There's movies that we watch that, like nudity on movies, like rated R movies. I mean, they're awful, amen? But those things, the devil uses those things to destroy our relationship. He uses those things to destroy our walk with Jesus. He uses people walking down the road. I mean, he uses things because, you know, we may have bitterness towards that person in our life. We might not really like that person. They may have done something wrong to us. But he uses people, and he uses everything we can see to destroy our life. He uses everything we can see. And then he also uses sounds. secular music, oh, he uses it. That music, it's catchy. It's got beats. It's catchy. And he just takes it, and it goes in the ears, and it just kind of turns our thoughts. Amen? You agree with that? Amen? It turns our thoughts. Or when we hear people gossiping, then we just want to kind of just jump in with people. You know what I mean? We just want to jump in. And so we hear those things, and that makes us want to do these sinful things. Amen? The devil is trying to get us. He's trying to get us back. He's trying to destroy our life. I mean, we need to be serious about our relationship. Amen? We need to be serious about our relationship with God. Amen? And then in verse 46, Jesus, like I said before, he's not saying it just, oh, it's my house is a house of prayers, but you made it a den of thieves. He's saying, my house is a house of prayer. He's saying it with authority, amen? He's being serious about what he's talking about. He's being serious. He's not joking around, amen? I mean, you hear these, some people, I've actually heard people say, it's okay for a Christian to take one drink of alcohol. to take one drink. Oh, one beer won't send you to hell. Well, you know what Ephesians 5:11 says, and have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Amen? He says, reprove these things. He's saying, expose them and have no fellowship with these things. Some people think they can just come to church once a week. Amen? I mean, I understand that some people can't make it out, but you charge your cell phone once a week. You charge your iPhone or your Android. You just charge it once a week and just hope it lasts for... Amen? You need to be coming to church more than once a week. Amen? I mean, I surely don't charge my Android once a week. Some people just... And you start missing one church service. Then you're like, oh, I'll just skip this one. I'll skip this one. And it just keeps going on and over and over and over. And the devil is destroying your relationship. We're not taking our Christianity serious. Some people only get serious when that door back there opens. Or in any church. Some people, they only get serious when that door opens. They come in here and they're raising their hand. They're singing the songs. They're standing up testifying. But they only get serious when they're in here. When they're at work, they're a completely different person. When they're at the ball game with their buddies, they're a completely different person. When they're at home, they still may be that Christian. But when they're at work, they're completely different. Or when they go out to lunch, amen? We need to be serious about our relationship, amen? We need to get serious. And if we're getting serious, we need to protect our temple. We need to keep the devil out of our temple. And how do we protect our temple? Ephesians 6:11 that says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Put on the whole armor, not just a piece. The armor of God consists of the belt of truth, which protects us from the devil's lies, amen. The breastplate of righteousness, which protects our hearts from the devil, amen. The shoes, so we are motivated to share the gospel with others, amen. We need to be out there sharing the gospel with others, amen. I'm telling you, I don't think this world's going to be here very much longer. I mean, how many opportunities did you have today to witness to someone? I'm sure there was at least one. Amen? And I'm sure they needed that. The helmet protects our minds so the devil doesn't try to get us, oh, that's not God. Well, that's just a moment. You know, that's not really real. That's just the music. Amen? He tries to do that to us. And then we need the sword. And the sword is this. Amen? The sword is the perfect holy word of God. Amen? It's the Holy Word. We need to get in here. We need to be studying this right here every single day. We need to be studying this so we can stand on God's promises, so we can fight the devil when he tries to attack us. Amen? We need to put on the whole armor of God. We need to fight the devil. I mean, every day. I mean, it seems like things are just getting so bad. I mean, it seems like you can't even turn your television on. Even a children's show like Toy Story, as you know, may have a curse word in it. I mean, it's getting bad. Amen. The Bible tells us that it's going to get even worse. Amen. I mean, we need to be taking our relationship serious. We need to be protecting. We need to be protecting our relationship with Jesus, with that is our temple. We need to be protecting our temple tonight. We need to quit playing around and be serious about this. I mean, we need to be serious. I mean, are you serious about your job? I mean, I'm sure if you weren't serious about your job, you'd get fired, amen. Well, if you're not serious about this, you're going to go somewhere you don't want to go, amen. If you were here tonight, maybe you haven't built a temple. Maybe you haven't built a relationship with Jesus. Maybe you don't have that walk with Jesus. Maybe you just don't have that. You've been searching and searching and searching, like that song, Come to the Well, amen. And you're searching and searching. And the world tells you that you got to have a certain pair of tennis shoes to be, and you'll find what you're looking for. The world tells you if you listen to a certain kind of music, you will find what you're looking for. The world tells you if you smoke a little something, you might find what you're looking for. The world tells you if you drink a certain beverage, you will find what you're looking for. Amen. The world tells you if you watch a certain thing, you will find what you're looking for. The world tells you that if you drive a certain car, you will find what you're looking for. Amen. Or if you get these girls like Tyler was talking about, or if you get these boys, or if you're ripped, or if you're skinny, or whatever, you will find what you're looking for. Amen. That's what the world tells you. You know what Jesus says? He says, you'll find what you're looking for right here. You'll find what you're looking for right here at this altar, amen. You will find it. I'm telling you what, he came into my life and he made my life full, amen. He made my heart full because we gave it up right here, amen. I gave everything I had. I said, Lord, I said, I can't do it no more. I keep coming to church and I keep running, but I just can't do it. I just can't do it on my own. The devil's just, my life, it just, my heart was just pumping in that, in the pews, and I gave it all right there. And that's what we need to do tonight. We need to build our temple if we don't have one. If we don't have a temple, we need to build one. If we've let sin enter our temple and sin destroyed it, we need to start reconstructing. We need to start remodeling. Amen. Maybe we need to get some things out of our life to get a little serious about our relationship with Jesus. Amen. I promise you, you will find what you're looking for. If you're searching, you will find exactly what you're looking for. When you come to this altar and when you dig into this, there's nothing better. There's no drug, there's no alcohol, there's no clothes, no car, no boat, no camper, no camping, no activity, hobby, whatever, that's going to be better than this. I tell you what, there was a day where I didn't like to come to church. I'd sit there and I'd be like, I didn't like to come, but I love it every time the doors open, amen. I wish they opened every single day, amen. The world has nothing to offer you. The world will take you and chew you up and spit you right back out. It'll leave you high and dry, but I'm telling you why, Jesus Christ won't. He will come into your life and he will never leave you. He will never forsake you, amen. He won't leave you. But if you went to your doctor tomorrow, if you went to your doctor tomorrow and he says, I got a pill here that'll cure cancer, you won't get heart disease, you won't get a sore throat, you won't get the flu, the cold, you won't get any type of disease, you'll be immune to everything. All you got to do is have a little faith and take it every day. I'm telling you what, Jesus is offering the same thing. We just got to come right here and get saved and then have a little faith. How much faith? Small as a mustard seed, amen? And get into this, and you know what? We're not just going to be immune to physical pain, emotional pain, and we'll be having a great time, amen? Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. Shall be saved, amen. Call upon the Lord. Take your walk serious. If you're searching for something tonight, I'm telling you what, these teenagers in here, I'm telling you, high school, it's rough. It's brutal. It is. I mean, it's still tough, even if you do play football or if you do play basketball. It's rough. It's not easy out there. You can't do it on your own. You need this right here. Everyone in here needs this right here. We need to start witnessing to people. We need to start taking our relationship serious with Jesus. Come to the altar tonight. If there's a burden or something on your heart, if you need to build a temple, as they come and get a song, this is all the Lord's given me. Come tonight. Jesus, he will fill you up. Come. If you're looking for something, come to the well. And who thirsts will thirst no more. Amen.